Deutsche Welle. Learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
Welcome again to Learning by Ear and our new 10-part radio drama series, An Angel in Everyone, which traces the lives of four teenagers and how they cope with the problems they face in their relationships. Angela is now living with Pinto and is expecting his baby soon. After finding out that she is HIV positive, she has received proper counseling and knows more about PMTCT, prevention of mother-to-child transmission, and how best to prevent transmission of HIV to her baby at birth. Meanwhile, her friend Annie has had a rude awakening and realizes she is taking too many risks. Breaking off with her sugar daddy is not so easy, and she's about to see his worst side. Jamila, too, is in trouble. But why does she bite her ankle? Find out as we listen to episode 9 of An Angel in Everyone.
Jet, can you put down the paper and talk? Listen, and please don't get mad, but I don't want to come round anymore.
What? What are you talking about, Annie?
I want to stop coming around.
Oh, this is new. What brought this on, eh?
I saw you at the clinic.
Huh? What are you talking about?
I was going to get my contraceptive injection, and I saw you. I thought you only went to the traditional healer. What happened?
Are you interrogating me now, or what?
No, Jet, but why can't we talk like normal people?
Well, nothing happened, okay? His herbs weren't working, so he referred me to the clinic.
And what did the doctor say?
Look, shut up, Anne, right? You are not my mother.
Okay, if we can't talk about you, then let's talk about me. I feel like I'm playing the Russian roulette with my life.
What are you talking about?
Well, sexual transmitted infections, to take an example. We're not using condoms, and I could have got your STI.
My STI? How come it's my STI? You probably gave it to me.
How come I don't have it then?
Well, nor have I. I'm fine now.
And your blood test?
Look, Anne, I'm getting sick of this conversation.
You must have had one when the nurse checked you for sexually transmitted infections.
Well, it's none of your business. But if you must know, I refuse the HIV test result. They won't tell you if you say you don't want it.
You refuse to know your status? That's exactly what I'm talking about. Your decisions affect me, Jet. Angela found out she was pregnant.
Look, the nurse gave me a full pack of condoms, okay? If that's all you're worried about...
All? Jet, we're talking about HIV here.
No, I'm not. I have an STI. Once I finish the course, I'm back doing it skin on skin. Got a problem with that?
Yes, I have. What if you're...
What if what? Look, Anne, this HIV nonsense is just there to scare us. We are all going to die one day. I pay your school fees. You owe me...
Jet, you're a lot older than me. I can't go on risking my life. You've definitely had other partners.
And you miss sweet innocence?
That's what I'm saying. Me too. We both should get tested and use condoms.
If you want condoms, then go somewhere else. I'm a real man.
Real men care about their partner. If you don't want, then I've got to end this relationship.
Oh, well, go to hell then. Manage your own. You are spoiled, Annie. Go ahead. Go. Out.
Ow, Jet, stop pushing me. You're hurting me, Jet. Stop it.
Out! Out! You ungrateful girl.
Ooh. Ow. My leg. Ow.
Jamila, don't race pull away. I'm your uncle. Come on. It will be our little secret.
Uncle, please get off. No, get off, you animal.
How dare you speak to me like that? Have you no respect for what a man wants?
What about respecting me? Get off.
Come on, Jamila. I just want a cuddle. What's wrong with that?
No, please, no.
Stop screaming, Tame.
Uncle, please. I'll tell my mom. You must stop.
Why, Jamila? You are old enough. Ouch! She bit me. You little beast. Oh.
Hey, Tom. Good shot. Look, isn't that Annie outside tapping on the window? She's calling for you.
Ah. Oh, yes, that's her. Hey, Diz, take over from me. I'll be back in a mo.
I ended it, Tom, and Jet threw me out of his house.
And he had you, too. I'll call the boys with guns, sort him out. The dog. How dare he lay a finger on me?
No. Don't. I'm glad he did. It's finally made me wake up to who he really is.
Come inside and get cleaned up. You can go to the ladies and I'll get you a drink.
Hey, Tom. Here's the beer I owe you.
It's not about that, moron. Just give us a break and leave us to talk in that corner alone, okay?
Yeah, right. We brothers got to support our sisters, right?
Over here, Annie. Here's your drink.
Thanks. Tom, I want to start over again. This is my magic cure, and I need to focus and stop risking my life.
Sounds like you finally come to your senses.
The thing is, Tom, you were right that time you told me off for being careless and not using condoms.
I'm sorry it came out a bit heavy.
Yeah, it did a bit.
I thought you were almost on a suicide mission. Living on the edge, and for what? An old man with a flashy car and a taxi driver with his brain somewhere down in his pants?
Have you ever known poverty, Tom? I mean real poverty. When there's not a scrap of food in the cupboard, your father's gone, and your mother's struggling to make ends meet.
No, not really.
Well, it started with getting small things from boys, like sweets, chips, juice, in exchange for kisses and cuddles. And then it escalated. I was an only child with no father and a mother scraping for a living. And I needed to feel wanted. And these so-called gifts helped us out in poverty. Jet gave us a TV, and now my mom watches soapies nonstop. But the biggest thing was my school fees.
But a lot of girls don't do it out of poverty. They just want the latest fashion and cell phone.
Yes, and that's what happened to me. It became a habit, and I don't need to sell myself like this. And I'm scared. I want to get, you know.
Ah, you want to get tested. I can tell you, Annie, you will feel a huge sense of power and taking control of your life. What do you want me to do? Go with you?
Would you, Tom? I'd appreciate that so much. I would ask Angela, but she's about to give birth.
Wow, that's amazing. So if I were going to the clinic, then I get to choose. Central Clinic.
I know, so that no one would recognize us.
No. Actually, I was going to say because the Nancy there is much prettier than that one at the Matilda Clinic.
Oh, Tom, thank you.
For what?
For making me laugh.
An Angel in Everyone was written by Romy Singh. And that's all from Learning by Ear for today. Please join us for the final episode of this drama series when Angela tries to persuade Pinto that they can plan a future if he knows his HIV status and gets the right treatment. And she catches up with old friends, Jamila and Annie, who have also been learning how to cope with risks and changing their lifestyle. Remember, if you want to hear the program again or tell friends about it, please visit our website at www.dw-world.da/lbe. Goodbye.